From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Bendereau. And this time we begin with a rather special kind of chamber music. A quartet made up of members of the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, all of them highly respected classical musicians, playing the light music of old Vienna. They're continuing the tradition of the Schrammel Quartet, which was first established in 1884 by the brothers Johann and Josef Schrammel. They played Viennese dances and folk melodies in the wine taverns on the outskirts of Vienna and soon became very popular. Let's listen to their musical descendants now, the classical Vienna Schrammel Quartet, with one of the famous waltzes by Johann Schrammel, Im Wiener Dialekt, in the Viennese dialect. Waltz im Wiener Dialekt by Johann Schrammel, played by the classical Vienna Schrammel Quartet, the successor to the original quartet of the same name. And as a matter of interest, the two violinists were playing the original Schrammel Brothers instruments. Round about the same time as the music of the Schrammel Brothers Quartet was becoming one of the specialities of Vienna, light music in another European capital, Berlin, was coming increasingly under the influence of a different rhythm, the march. And just as the waltz played a leading role in Viennese operetta, it was the march rhythm which soon became characteristic of Berlin operettas. So after the 3-4 rhythm of the Viennese dialect, let's have one of the famous march melodies of Berlin. It's perhaps the most famous of them, written by Paul Linke, who used to be called the most quintessentially Berlin composer of them all. It's often been said that no other operetta melody has ever been whistled as much as this one from the operetta Frau Luna. It's the one extolling the qualities of the air in Berlin. Berliner Luft.
Berlin, hör ich den Namen bloß, da muss vergnüglich lachen. Wie kann man dafür wenig groß den dicken Willen machen? Warum lässt man auf Kärtchen Sand, die hat alle Puppen tanzen? Wie alt bist du denn, Kleine?
Da sagt der Schnippisch du, da nur ich wär schon nächsten Zähne.
Doch fährt da Fritzi mit Mama an, dann sagt die kleine Hexe zum Schaffner vor der Straßenbahn.
Ich wär jetzt nächsten Hexe.
Ja, 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 ja. Das macht die Berliner Luft, Luft, Luft. So mit ihrem vollen Luft. Sonst man hier kein Trainer sagt, so sagt in jedem Falle.
Wenn's im Berliner nicht behagt, der sagt, wir können sie alle.
Ja, 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 ja. Das macht die Berliner Luft, Luft, Luft. So mit ihrem goldenen Duft, Duft, Duft. Oh, nur selten was noch Duft, Duft, Duft. In die Luft, Duft, Duft, dieser Luft.
Bavarian Radio Choir and Orchestra, conducted by Werner Schmidt-Bölker, with Paul Linke's Berliner Luft March. And we stay with the stirring rhythm of the march for our next piece, though in a rather more serious vein this time. The melody was written by an unknown Hungarian composer in honour of one of Hungary's national heroes. And this march would probably never have become popular beyond the borders of Hungary if it hadn't been for the French composer and conductor Hector Berlioz, who happened to hear it on one of his concert tours through Hungary. He made a note of the melody and used it later for one of the showpieces of his dramatic work The Damnation of Faust. The melody doesn't really have much to do with the subject of Goethe's Faust legend, but Berlioz uses it to symbolise the seductive nature of military glory. The so-called programmatic effect of his music was what Berlioz was interested in, its ability to evoke images and literary themes. He's regarded as the initiator of romantic illustrative music, and his most important stylistic resource is his bold and innovative orchestration. Not that Berlioz enjoyed much respect or popularity as a composer in his own lifetime. In fact, his career was a succession of disappointments. Many of his leading contemporaries dismissed his music altogether, and only a few recognized his value as an innovator. The Hungarian march we're going to hear now, though, has certainly become a firm favorite. It's actually called Hungarian March, and it's played here by the Liège Orchestra, conducted by Paul Strauss. Hungarian March by Hector Berlioz. Just as the Frenchman Berlioz was inspired by a Hungarian rhythm, so the Hungarian Franz Lehár was inspired by harmonies from the Far East for his operetta Die Gelbe Jacke. And if that doesn't sound particularly familiar, it's probably because Lehár reworked the operetta and gave it another name, Das Land des Lächelns, The Land of Smiles. It was a great success, and earned its composer, whether he liked it or not, the sobriquet of the Puccini of operetta. That's because The Land of Smiles, like Puccini's Madame Butterfly, is a European Asian love story, and one in which the course of true love certainly doesn't run smooth. Lehár's music is a skillful blending of Viennese and Chinese elements, and has lost none of its freshness and appeal. Let's listen to the song in which Prince Su Chong mellifluously promises to place a garland of apple blossom, von Apfelblüten einen Kranz, in front of the window of his beloved. The tenor is Siegfried Jerusalem, accompanied by the Munich Radio Orchestra, conducted by Willy Boskowski. Von Apfelblüten einen Kranz by Franz Lehár, sung by Siegfried Jerusalem. To end our program, we have a barcarolle, which originally meant a lilting boating song, like the ones sung by Venetian gondoliers. This one's not from Venice, though, but from the Russian composer Tchaikovsky. It was in 1875 that Tchaikovsky began work on the score of his ballet Swan Lake. Perhaps it was as a kind of light relief from this major work that he also composed a piano suite with the title The Four Seasons. It consists of 12 characteristic pictures, as he himself described them, of the 12 months of the year. According to what friends wrote at the time, these pieces simply flowed from Tchaikovsky's pen, and they were to become enormously popular with audiences. The barcarolle is the sixth piece in the cycle, for the month of June. What we'll hear is an orchestral arrangement of the original piano piece, played by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Neville Mariner. The Barcarolle from Tchaikovsky's Four Seasons Suite, arranged for orchestra by Morton Gould, and played there by the Stuttgart Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Neville Mariner. And that's where we take our leave of you for this edition of Melody Time. Thank you for being with us. Melody Time is compiled by Barbara Anders, the producer was Stephanie Giesen, and the studio engineer Matthias Veit. I'm Paul Benderow. And we all hope you'll join us again next time. Melody Time is a production of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.